while my soul would get lost in the immense sea of hope. My beloved Jesus would come back and speak about charity, telling me, "Faith and hope give way to charity, and charity connects the whole of the other two together in such a way as to make them one, while they are three. And here it is, O my spouse, veiled in the three theological virtues, the Trinity of the Divine Persons." Then he continued, "If faith makes one believe, and hope makes one hope, charity makes one love. If faith is light and serves as the sight of the soul, and hope, which is the nourishment of faith, provides the soul with courage, peace, perseverance, and all the rest, charity, which is the substance of this light and of this nourishment, is like the most sweet and fragrant ointment, which, penetrating everywhere, relieves and soothes the pains of life. Charity renders suffering sweet and makes one reach the point of even desiring it. The soul who possesses charity diffuses fragrance everywhere. Her works, all done out of love, give off a most pleasant odor. And what is this odor? It is the odor of God Himself. The other virtues render the soul solitary and almost unrefined with creatures. Charity, on the other hand, being substance that unites, unites the hearts. But where? In God. Being a most fragrant ointment, charity spreads everywhere and with everyone. Charity makes one suffer the most ruthless torments with joy, and one reaches the point of not being able to be without suffering. And when she sees herself without it, she says to her spouse, Jesus, sustain me with the fruits, which is suffering, because I am languishing with love. And where else can I show you my love other than in suffering for you? Charity burns, consumes all other things, even the virtues themselves, and converts them all into itself. In sum, it is like a queen who wants to reign everywhere and does not want to surrender to anyone. Who can say what remained after this speaking of Jesus? I will only say that such yearning for suffering ignited within me. And not just yearning, but I feel as though an infusion in me, like something natural. So much so that, as for me, I believe that the greatest disgrace is to not suffer.